Just as Einstein changed the way we understand time and space, and Freud changed the way we understand the workings of the human psyche, Charles Darwin changed forever the way we look at natural forms. The shapes of bodies, of finches' beaks and fishes' fins, were not fixed at some moment of creation. Rather, forms evolved and were altered by circumstance. Life on Earth is a great collection of individual stories, natural histories that, while sounding Kipling-esque, how the snail got its shell, how the bacterium got its DNA, give us a deeper appreciation of the world and our place in it. This episode of Natural History shows how scientists continue to interpret the narratives embodied in natural forms. The cinema has no boundary. It is a ribbon of dream, Orson Welles said. It is a dream that knows no earthly border. The whole world has treasured it, storing away the image of Fred Astaire gliding across a ballroom floor, Clark Gable sweeping Vivian Leigh up in his arms on a stairway to heaven, Ingrid Bergman getting on that plane to Lisbon, Garbo laughing, Chaplin crying. The whole world watches each year as Hollywood rewards its own with Oscars. People still crowd premieres to see the stars, hurry to watch the movie crews on location all over the world. And in every country, people line up to see their favorite American films, new and old. Perhaps the most amazing thing about the animals of the Galapagos is not how they look, but that they seem to know no fear of humans. Most of the Galapagos Islands have no permanent human settlements. Still, people have stopped to visit throughout history. But we remain enough of a rarity here that instead of running away, most animals come in for a closer look.